you have of them?
You reckon there are about 10?
I'm aiming about 10 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, I don't know.
That looks about right. I don't imagine you have any trouble keeping this place heated, do you?
I don't imagine I will.
Oh, that's right. You haven't been in here in cold weather. That's right. Yeah.
We see that they pay the water and the gas here anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay the electric and them house rent.
That's it. Where'd you live before you moved over here?
819 South Thibble, right over there.
Mm-hmm.
3-room. Shotgun outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 rooms.
Yes, ma'am. They had you been trying to get in over here for a while?
Mm-hmm, yeah. You have to sign up and wait a good long while.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, when they get you one empty, then you can get it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Back when you were growing up, did y'all use a fireplace?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about how you built a fire in one of those things?
Well, yeah, I made a mini one.
Yeah.
But in the evening, I'd always pick up, get me kindling.
Mm-hmm.
Little limbs or kindling, little stuff that's easy to light.
Yes, ma'am.
And we tried to keep a little coal and put a little coal on that kindling and put our wood on the fire and then set the kindling afire, you know, and then that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have our fire.
Mm-hmm. Did you burn big pieces of wood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Called back sticks, great big sticks about that big round, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And lay that in the back of the fireplace over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then put littler wood in the front.
Mm-hmm.
That'd throw the heat out in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, them things is good too.
Right.
I still like a fireplace.
I do too. Didn't with those back sticks burn all night?
Yeah, probably be part of it there in the morning.
Hmm.
Still have some fire to start my fire with.
Yes, ma'am. Was there anything inside the fireplace that you laid those back sticks on?
Mm-hmm. We call them fire dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I guess you've seen them.
I haven't seen too many of them. What did yours look like?
Well, it's a big old tall piece of iron. It's heavy. And then down here, it's forked that way and stands up on the... And then there's a piece of iron runs out from that back to the back of the fireplace. And you lay your wood on that. Not lay it down flat. Indeed, it wouldn't burn anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
And lay wood on, we call them fire dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of all that. Was there an open area right in front of the fireplace?
Uh-huh, down under the wood.
Mm-hmm. Did that have a name?
No. I was just talking about the wood is up here. You know, it's open down under there.
Oh, well.
Where you... Put your kindling and stuff and set the box.
I was thinking maybe there was an open place right in front of the fireplace.
Uh-uh.
Called the hearth or hearth.
There's a hearth down there.
Mm-hmm.
This brick, a brick place, you know, around in front of the fireplace where, you know, the floor won't catch fire.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Was there a place right over the fireplace where you could put pictures or stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. A mantle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it, a mantle.
Yes, ma'am. When you burn a lot of wood in your fireplace, that stuff that's left after it's burned down?
Ashes.